Let's get this bitch started.
Public Yemeni number one.
What's up, everybody? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It says I'm unmuted. There you go. All right. Yo, man, I'm kind of excited to do this podcast. I'm not even going to lie. And the weird thing is I'm not even prepared. I'm really tired. I'm sleep deprived. I party too much, performing too much. I hit on a lot of girls this week. I've been like on a rampage in terms of pushing myself in every department this week. And it's good. And I really hope it continues that way. I need to find better way to sleep, man. Some of you guys that tuned in every week know that I battle with getting good sleep since I've herniated my disc in my neck. And this week has been not easy, but I'm pushing through. Fucking pushing through. I'm going to figure it out. I think sooner or later I'm going to have to get neck surgery. I think that's what's going to end up happening. For those of you that are joining me, thank you very much. I am so glad to see you. What's up, Robbie? What's up, Jason Bacon? What's up, my old Marine buddy, Bolty? Love the fact that you guys are tuning in every week. I love you guys, man. It's great to have these, like, talks. And it's just, it's good to know that there's some other people that are listening in, because otherwise this would be very sad. Jason Bacon says, like this podcast to get laid, and put that on the screen right there. To get laid tonight, not just get laid tonight, man. I'm really excited about talking about sex, man. I think I'm going to start another podcast, guys. I think I might even fucking kick it off next week, to be honest. Excuse me for my voice. I think my voice is like, you can hear how tired I am right now. Fuck. Now I forgot what I was going to say. I do like talking about sex. And I think what I'm going to do is I might start a podcast, another one, either a segment on this podcast or another completely different one. And like I told you guys, just call it Sleeping with the Yemeni. And just be all about sex, dating, everything. You know, because I found out I really love talking about sex and relationships everywhere I go. Any comic I talk to, person I talk to, the conversation goes into dating and sex. I'm like locked in, man, because I just want to know more about it. I want to be better at it, you know. And this week, man, I've been really, really, really flexing hard with hitting on women, man. And I think a lot of it was inspired, and I want you guys to listen to this because it's blowing me away. It inspires me to be way better with women and to also not be lazy about it. This is baffling to me, guys. Well, first off, let me give you a quick rundown on my week. My week has been pretty fucking dope, man. I've had a really, really good week. I'm trying to be grateful for it. You know what I mean? Like trying to take time to reflect. And I hope you guys had a great week, man. You know, I hope you guys are enjoying life. Hope you guys are healthy. Hope you guys are like, you know, reassessing yourselves, getting depressed about your flaws, and then going, I'm going to fix that shit. So, you know, I hope you guys are steadily getting better every day, because that's what I try to do myself. Even though some weeks, man, it just feels like, ugh. But anyways, this week so far, good thing. Every week there's an audition at the Hollywood Improv. All the bookers for all the clubs that they own in that big-ass company pretty much sit there. And, you know, they pull the name out of a bucket, and if you get up there and you do a good job, it's good. You get to move on to the Sunday show. So, yeah, I'm starting to open up to the improv a little bit. It's nice. I had a good set. I moved on. But one of the big bookers, Aaron, saw me in the parking lot and told me she loved my set. That's really good news. So I just got to keep cracking that whip at the improv. Improv is starting to feel good. You know, I haven't really been going that much. So that's a good thing that happened this week. Very grateful for that. Was in a Russian movie. That's why I couldn't do the podcast at a Wednesday, 2 p.m. which I normally do. Anybody that's listening to this Wednesday, 2 p.m., guaranteed, live podcast, and you just got to stay close to my social media because sometimes stuff like this happens and I have to push it on. So I always try to make sure I show up once a week. Wednesday, 2 p.m. is what it is, unless it changes. Got to do this Russian movie, and it was great, man. I had a good time. I played a Chechenian, small role. They gave me one line, which I might not even have the line because they had my partner who played the other Chechenian, Russ. He could speak Russian, and so he did the line in Russian, and then I did the line at another take in English. And basically, the line is, give me your jacket. Give us your jacket. And then he says no, and then I fucking deck him. Blast him in the face. I don't know if you guys seen that video. Let me see if I can pull it up right here. Let me see if you guys can see this shit, because this is a video that was taken by one of the extras, which was really cool. He was like filming a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. So this is the scene of, if anybody's listening only, it's a scene of we're at the table and the other Russians are sitting down and eating, and myself playing the Chechenian walk up to them, and we want his jacket because my buddy, the other Chechenian, his jacket is messed up. So check it out. Bro, look at that punch, man. I'm gonna let it play one more time. Fuck out of here, bro. I had no idea I looked so menacing. Bro, okay, one more time, guys. I feel really good about this. Okay, you know what? We're going to do one more time. Because this brings me back to when I was a kid, you know? I used to fight a lot. Okay, one more time. The thing that I don't like is that how short I am. It really pisses me off. Okay, play one more time. But I also look like I'm like to hit people because I'm short. And I have to prove myself. You know what, guys? The whole podcast is just going to be me decking this Russian guy in the face. So this is what I've been doing. No. Goodish. Okay, enough of that. How many of you guys fucking logged off? Bolte says, looked like you clocked the guy good in the video. I know, it looks like I did. You got to see like the angle from the actual punch, you know, from one of the other angles. I also posted it. I'll end up posting it on my Instagram. But anyway, so that was a nice thing. Moved on to the next day at the Improv, which is going to be Sunday, November 21st. Did a Russian movie. And then I went and did a mic. Dante Chang, an amazing, hilarious Korean-American comedian. Love this guy. Great businessman, too. Has a clothing store on Melrose called Flashbacks. And he's also a comedian. And then at nighttime, when he closes the clothing stores, it turns into an open mic. So I was sitting at that open mic. It's an open mic that I like to go to. Practice some new stuff. And there was this kid, man. A new kid, new open micer, 20 years old. I'm not going to say his name. I want to try to get him on the podcast because I think I want this kid. This kid inspired me to really do the Sleeping with the Yemeni podcast because, you know, and I almost like might want to reach out to him to see if he wants to be my co-host because I think it would be a great pairing. This older guy in his 40s grew up in an era where if you wanted to pick up women, you had to go talk to them. You had to walk up to them, be vulnerable. Be charming, have tact, have all this sexual energy because you do want to have sex with her. And yeah, the things in your mind are like dirty or whatever, but you know, tact, you know, can you make it comfortable? Can you make it not awkward for her? Can you seal the deal, right? And now I'm looking at this kid who is 25 years younger than me. And now I've heard of kids like this, man. or the younger generation. I've heard of this. But I honestly never experienced someone up close and personal. You know, because I read a lot about this. And what's this? Or I'll tell you. So the kid is up there doing stand-up. He's like working on new bits. And he's talking about how he can't get an erection with a woman. And it's because he watches a lot of porn. Some of you might not know, there's a subreddit on reddit.com called NoFap. I think it sprung up maybe about 8 years ago. After this video of this scientist, I believe he was a scientist, made the case that men watching porn rewires their brain to take in so much dopamine dumps in the brain while they're watching porn. Especially most guys will watch porn, it'll be like a 5 minute clip, and then they'll do this thing called edging. Like I do it because it makes the orgasm better, right? So edging is you get to the edge of coming and then you stop and you let it go and simmer back down, and then you start back up again, and you keep doing that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until you can't take it anymore, and then you finally bust. Now, his argument was that a lot of people would watch these videos, men would, and it would rewire their synapses, because the brain during sex is not supposed to be getting that many dopamine dumps, right? Dopamine is I believe it's a hormone in our body that typically comes in when you do something good. It rewards you, right? If I have a good set at a show, boom, I feel really good that night. It's a dopamine dump, right? Hunter-gatherer societies back in the day, dopamine was a very, very important hormone for survival, right? Because what it did was is that it allowed us to feel good for achieving things, right? Hunting this lion that might kill us, or you know, hunting for whatever, you know, to bring back food to the tribe, you know, building shelter, creating weapons, defending yourself. You know, dopamine's a very, very important survival hormone, right? Because it gives us the reward for us to push on again. Now, when you're having sex with someone, the thing that also makes it feel good, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, all this other stuff, these hormones play a role in terms of like your enjoyment of sex. When men watch porn, the scientist's argument is that it would hijack the system. You would get so many dopamine dumps just for one nut, something that you won't normally experience when you are with a woman, you know, in real life. And he said that's what's ruining men's erections these days. Apparently, there's a huge there's a huge problem with men not being able to get up, and a lot of it is some people having porn-related issues. Now, this kid that was on stage, he was 20 years old. That's exactly what it was, and that's exactly what he said. He said he grew up very young, jerking off to porn, and now he gets to a point where he can't get it up with a woman. And it's almost like he doesn't even want to approach women anymore. He doesn't want to date women anymore. So I did 5 minutes of my set just interviewing him, literally. And then even after the set, we went in the other room when the open mic was over. We sat down and talked for another 20 minutes. And I was just blown away, man, because I've heard of this new generation being like this, but I never thought I would experience someone, right? And what he ended up telling me was that he doesn't want to have sex with women. Now, I've heard of guys like this. He would rather jerk off than have sex with a real woman. And I don't know about you, but that shit drives me fucking crazy. I can't even wrap my mind around that shit. Like, I'm literally, to this day, right now, still processing that. But a lot of it is because of his intense use of porn. That's basically all it is. And he knows it. And he's so conditioned by it that he doesn't even want to try to meet women. And I was like, what the fuck? How? So I was pleading the case with him. I was like, I was trying to make the case. I was like, dude, you need to stop doing that stuff and start hitting on more women. I had to try to explain to him, like, if you keep jerking off and you're so comfortable with that. He told me he met a girl at a party, and after he realized that she kind of liked him, right? Fuck, I can't believe this shit. You know, you hear people saying that, you know, this toxic feminism is like ruining men. I kind of saw it in this guy. He told me while he was talking to her, he was having thoughts of wanting to have sex with her because she was so beautiful. Yet at the same time, he said he didn't feel good about it. He felt bad about having these sexual thoughts for this woman, that he left the party, got in his car, drove to his house, which wasn't too far apparently, jerked off to porn, let off a nut, wiped himself off, got back in the car, drove back to the party so he can have a conversation with this girl. What? What? I'm fucking baffled. But I also feel bad, man. I'm not mad at the kid. I'm just like, fuck, I want to help you, man. I want to get this kid on my podcast, and I kind of just want to not be like an expert at like hitting on women. Listen, I'm figuring it out as I go too, man. I really suck with women in the grander scale, right? I'm getting better over these last few months because I've been really like applying myself, man. And it's been great. And I really want this kid to experience that. Because I find it like, you know, that scientist who was talking about, you know, Your Brain on Porn, which is the name of the video. If anyone wants to reference, it's called Your Brain on Porn. He said that younger men who grew up with internet and porn have a harder time to reset. So this kid that I'm talking to, he needs to do a reset. Okay. And this scientist says the best way to do that is to just be abstinent. Just do not have any, you just can't ejaculate. You got to do a complete reset. No ejaculation, no touching your dick, no watching porn. And it could take anywhere from 6 months to a year, right, to reset. But the sad thing is that men like me, who I grew up my teenage years all the way up into my 20s without internet porn. Those are very formidable years for a man's sexual imprinting. And I've talked about this before too. There's a term called sexual imprinting, especially prevalent in men, where men at a very young age, there's like a window in our growth. And I think it's right at the cusp of us turning into teenagers, where we will end up being imprinted with our sexual preferences. Meaning around that time is the time where a guy could have a foot fetish. So for example, they took a goat. Was it a goat? Yeah, they took a goat, a male goat, and they found out this is something that happens along all male mammals. So it's just not male humans. They took a male goat in this study. As soon as he was born, they took him out and put him with a flock of sheep. So the goat grew up having sex with sheep. And then when he was old enough to be considered, I guess, an adult or whatever, they plucked them out, those assholes, plucked them out of the area where he was with sheep, right? And put him back with goats. And guess what happened? He couldn't get his dick up. What? Amazing study. The goat couldn't get his dick up. The goat couldn't, because the goat, while it was growing up in that window where they're brain is going to start imprinting their sexual preferences. It was imprinted with sheep are hot. This is what I'm into. Then they put him back with his own species and he's like, what the fuck is this shit? I want nothing to do with these bitches. It's fucking crazy, man. Because I had to do a reset a while ago. I remember I broke up with this girl that we were dating for a long time. And some of you guys will listen have heard me talk about this. About 9 years. Most of my 20s. After we broke up, I had no game at picking up women. Didn't feel confident. I was kind of fat and chubby and, you know, just wasn't really feeling myself. So I started going to porn. Because while I was with this woman for so long, she was the only girl that I would ever have sex with, right? And because we were like living together, it was a steady stream of sex. And then when we ended up having to break up, it was hard. You know, still young, still horny as fuck, went to porn and that was it. I just started using porn as my form of release. And I ended up starting to have these problems that this kid was talking about. There's this thing called flame out. In the, you know, NoFap community, it's called flame out. You flame out. And that is a guy will have sex. Initially, he'll get hard. He'll start having sex with the girl. And then about 5 minutes into it, dick goes soft. Flames out. Can't work anymore. And I remember that scientist was saying that a lot of that has to do with you training your brain by jerking off and edging, right, to 5 minute videos, that your nervous system is so used to after 5 minutes going, hey man, how come we didn't get this extra dopamine dump, this super duper extra triple shot dopamine dump that we normally get when we're fucking edging to porn, right? So then when you're having sex with a real woman and it's not as intense, she doesn't look as hot as those artificial girls that are on the screen. And not to say that they're not artificial in terms of like, they're not naturally beautiful. I mean, I'm just saying, you're going to watch some porn with some beautiful women. They're beautiful, regardless of whatever makeup or whatever the lighting is. But your chances of a man to every day have a threesome or a foursome with all these freaking hot girls every day is just not feasible, unless you're fucking Dan Bilzerian, right? So it's really interesting that, like, you know, I've always known about this porn stuff, and I had those flame outs, and that's how I found that video years ago. And then when I realized it, I was like, oh, dude, I got to reset from porn. I could not abstain from jerking off too long. 2 weeks was too much for me, man. I'm just a hornball, man. I couldn't focus, right? But what I did do is I did cut the porn, I remember. Regardless, I did cut it. And it took about 3 months, I think, roughly. And then I started noticing a difference. I started noticing, oh shit, dude. Sex is way different, way better. Because you actually appreciate the woman, you know? I think like when you jerk off the porn too much, like it switches your brain into this dopamine dump cycle to where now you're looking at women like, how come you're not as hot as you need to be? Which is like the most fucked up way to look at it. But anyways, this kid literally said he did not want to hit on women. He found it way easier to just go home and jerk off than to hit on a woman. And that scares me, man. That we might have more men in generations to come that just don't want to play a part in the procreation role. Like, I mean, I don't know, man, you know, but I will say this. I tried to get across to him that if you don't waste your nut on porn and don't jerk off too much, you're going to have this werewolf type of anger energy to want to go out there and meet a woman. Like on one of my last solo podcasts, I told you about the girl in Phoenix that almost got me to a fight in a club. And it was kind of like a hard, you know, difficult task to get that girl home. Especially as an old man, you know, like if you're like in your 40s, man, if I would have busted a nut that day and then like, I would have went to the club with that girl and then she was giving me all those problems, no matter how hot she was, I'm like, this is not worth it. But because I had not like had any release, there was just this animalistic primal urge to just make it happen, no matter how difficult it was going to be. And I was trying to get across to this guy and I think I want to do a podcast with him. I think it would be great if I get this kid on there because he's very open about it. You know, and I think it'd be great. And I think it'd be really cool if I can also like maybe take him out on Venice. Like maybe we have like a challenge where like every week me and him try to like talk, like hit on 20 girls in an hour and we film it and see how we did and give each other notes. And it ain't even about like I'm better at than you or whatever. It's more like just a reason for us to get better at talking with women. Because I will tell you this, this week, bro, I hit on 6 women. 6. I don't think I've ever done that in a really long time. I really forced myself to be like, hey, man, if I find a woman that walks in front of me and I think she's beautiful, I have to talk to her. I have to at least make her laugh. Right? You know, even if she's not going to give me her number, I want her to feel that the exchange is pleasant. That's the number one goal for me. Not only that, I look forward to get shot down. Seriously, it's a mindset that I decided that a while ago that I was going to do. It's like, I'm not going to put so much emphasis on hitting on a girl and getting her number. That used to be the mindset that I had. I'm going to hit on this girl specifically. I have to get her number. Instead, I'm like, I'm going to hit on this girl. It's going to be fun. No matter what the outcome is. Sometimes you can just be polite. They're not feeling it. You know, just politely be like, all right, well, you know, I think you're beautiful and sorry to bother you. You know, have a nice day. I even hit on a girl in my gym and that actually turned out to be, I landed that really well. I never hit on girls in gyms. Fucking forced myself. Saw this girl, I hit on her. She told me she was too busy, you know, for dating or whatever. She shot me down. She politely shot me down. And I just didn't let it get to me. You know? So I asked her for her name one more time. Right? I told her my name is Mike. And then I said, hey, if I see you in the gym sometime, you know, don't be afraid to say hi. I wanted to make sure that, you know, it's not going to be awkward. I'm not going to be that guy that's mad that you didn't give me your number. Right? I'm going to be that guy that's going to try to shoot my shot with no expectations. And because I have no expectations, the energy's comfortable. And, you know, I saw her again at the gym. And I made sure that when she had a second, I just walked up to her. We talked for like 3 minutes. Talked about nothing. Talked about her school, you know, how I saw her at Walgreens because she works as a cashier at Walgreens or whatever. You know, keeping it friendly. Because it's easy to like hit on a girl and then try to make it creepy, right? What does Bolte say? There's always a chance. Hey, you can always meet new friends if nothing else. Exactly, Bolte. Exactly, bro. See, my buddy Bolte knows, man. He's coming from an era where we had to trial and error and fuck up, take chances, you know, to try to meet a woman. And I think in the end, as you mature, you start to realize, yo, you know what what you really need to do is just not have any expectations, man. Because you just might meet a cool person. Yeah, you don't get to fuck them. Hey, man, dem the breaks. Dem the breaks. I don't want to feel like I'm coming across as like gloating, okay? But I am proud of myself this week. For the amount of women that I hit on. And I like it. I just hit on a girl today, just before this podcast. I drove over to the gym, tired as fuck, man. Then I sat in my car and didn't even go into the gym and just took care of some of my Instagram posts. It's not normal, but I didn't really fucking feel good today. And then I realized, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm not going to go into the gym, am I? And I got to get this podcast started. So I was like, you know what? I might as well just get the fuck out of here. And then I saw this girl with this gorgeous figure. And she was like walking into the gym and she had one of her legs were as a peg. It's not a peg. She was like she had one of those like, so like her leg was amputated apparently, but she had this, that type of runners type of those, that really cool blade looking type of, leg peg. I don't know what it's called or whatever, but bro, one leg or not, this girl was fucking fine. So hot. And, I don't know, man. 2 weeks ago, I would have just been like, eh. But ever since I met that kid at that open mic, ever since I realized how men like me are becoming extinct, after I realized, like, man, this kid was at a party with this girl who had these sexual ideas for this, these thoughts that he wanted to do with this girl, feeling bad about it, when instead he should have acted on it because she probably wanted that too. And he'll never find out. And he'll never know because he won't take the chance. Bro, after meeting that kid, I was like, that's it. That is it. Every girl that I see that I think, you know, not just, oh my God, you're hot, I got to talk to you. There's got to be something about you, right? You know, I really want to talk to you. I want to see what you're about. So I hit on her right off the bat, real smooth too. I hit her on her real smooth. I pulled up right next to her and, you know, got her number. She was on her way into the gym. She works at the same gym I do. Another thing I don't normally do. And, yeah, it was just, it was great. And I'm glad I got her number. Will I ever, see her? Who knows? You know, she did give me her number. She said she's really busy. I'm very busy. But she did say to stay in touch. But you never know. It could be one of those things where she's just going to like fish for attention. But we'll see. You know, point is, I did it. Point is, I made it happen. Right? Point is, that muscle is being exercised, which is great. I think the thing that most men have a problem with, especially now, especially that kid, is they look at talking to a woman as a task. Nah, man. You should be looking at that shit like it's the dojo. You know? Like, for real. I hit on another girl that was at a taco truck. She had a boyfriend. I just had to talk to her. As a matter of fact, I think I talked to her as soon as I walked out of the that open mic. No, it was that. It was another open mic. I was walking to my car. I saw her. She had this fat ass, man. And I just like was heading to my car. And once I saw it, I was like, about face. Hit on her real smooth too. And she wouldn't give me her number because she had a boyfriend. But I still had a conversation with her. Right? I made a laugh. We got along. She was cool. I complimented her, you know? You know? Told her I thought she was really cool for how she handled me hitting on her. Then wink, wink. Hey, I do stand-up comedy. If I can't get your number, follow me on Instagram. So now we're following on Instagram. So, you know, and it felt good. Right. And then I did it again on the set of that movie. This one here, I probably could have learned something from. And I did learn something from. The first day on the set, I was outside and just hanging outside where the guys were smoking. And this girl in this like carpenter's uniform with paint stains on it, really cute, walked by, made like real long eye contact with me, and I said hi to her, smiled, and she smiled too. And as she passed me, she like looked over her shoulder and kept eye contact. I should have talked to her right then, but there was something about being on that movie set where I was like, dude, don't shit where you eat, right? But turns out she didn't work on the movie set. It was just she worked on the building next to the movie set, which was another business where a bunch of hot girls were in there doing carpentry shit, man. Should have hit on her then. Next day, yesterday, it was just got wrapped from the movie, and me and the other actor that was acting with me in that scene, we were just sitting outside drinking some of the coffee before we left, talked about movies and, you know, our independent things that we're doing. And she came walking by again. And I was like, hey, you're the girl that I saw yesterday, huh? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I was so focused on like trying to hit on her that I didn't read her emotional state. I fucked this one up a little bit. She, in the conversation, said that she's having a pretty rough day. And I tried to fish for a little bit. And she was like, you know, yeah, well, you know, not saying much about it. And I still asked for her number. That was not a good move. Not a good move. But I learned something. Fucking learned something. Right? And I was honest with myself. If anything, if I could see her again, I would, you know, I would try to tell her, hey, you know, I was kind of clumsy with that yesterday. I'm sorry. You know? But you learn, bro. This kid, though, man, I think I'm going to get him on the podcast either next week. Because when I talked to him, it really inspired me, man. Like, talking to him, I realized, I'm like, dude, you think that your sexual thoughts are toxic. But I want to teach you that you need to harness that energy, because you not acting on that energy, that's a natural thing to want a woman. You're robbing women. You're robbing those women that find you cute. You're robbing those women that find you alluring, funny, someone that they might want to go on a date with. Someone they find sexually attractive. You are robbing them of a good ass time. To me, it's just crazy anyone would think that shit. And if I'm honest, I think I used to think that shit. I used to have this kind of mindset where like, ooh, I'm a 30-30 guy. Oh, no girl wants that. You'd be surprised, man. Especially nowadays, after the pandemic, I'm starting to sense that women are really looking at life like it's super short, and I'm more open to wanting to be with a man and hooking up. So out of all the six women that I hit on this week, which is something I never do, I took one home. She was, whoa. And not only was she super hot, I picked her up at the front of the Comedy Store in front of a lot of my peers. That also felt good, because I showed up at the Comedy Store, smoked some weed at the front with a couple of comics, saw this really hot blonde girl that was sitting outside waiting for her Uber while she's talking to another comic. Then I walked up to introduce myself to the comic and her, and I spent literally the whole time trying to blow up my friend because my friend was talking to her. So I was just sitting there going, hey, you really should talk to my friend. Do you know him? Oh, you met him, right? He's cool, right? Yeah. I go, look at him. Isn't he beautiful? Look at his hair. You know, just blowing him up. Like literally going, this guy's one of the funniest comedians, you know? And then I saw her on her phone and she was like, and she even said he was hot. But he wasn't even trying to execute. I'm sitting there blowing his ass up, just blowing his ass up, trying to get him laid. And he was kind of like, I don't know what was up, man. I don't know how long they've been talking or whatever, but she's on her way out and she got her Uber, like on her phone. I could see it. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm calling an Uber. I'm like, no, you're not. You're canceling that Uber. I go, you're hanging out with Tony tonight. I go, you're missing out. You have no idea. You're missing out. I go, isn't he cute? And she looks at him and she goes, he's hot. Really? I'm like, Tony? She says, you're hot. Tony wasn't really doing anything with that energy. I couldn't understand what was going on. He wouldn't execute. He wouldn't whatever. And then finally, I looked at her thing. I go, how many more minutes you got until this guy shows up? She's like, 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I flirted with her a little bit. She gave me a hug. It was like this girl from the get-go, visiting from Canada, says she's moving here, at the Comedy Store, talking to all these guys. None of them are fucking trying to get the hint. I show up there 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I see and I go, you know what? Cancel your Uber. She goes, no, you know, how am I going to get home? I go, I am tonight. I am your Uber, is what I told her. And she died laughing. And then she goes, okay. Canceled her Uber. And I grabbed her by the hand. And I took her away from the Comedy Store. And a lot of my friends were out there watching me walking away with this blonde, this gorgeous blonde Canadian chick. Bubbly, big boobs, just ready. And no one wanted to take and execute. And because I'm so warmed up with hitting on so many women this week, it was just another, hey, let's see if I can hit on this girl, hopefully take her home, and if not, at least make her laugh and have a good time in the process, which I think is very important for men. If you're going to be like approaching women, you got to approach it from an angle of like, yo, this could get awkward. You got to do everything to not make it. If it does, call it out. If something gets awkward, call it out. Truth in comedy. That's funny, right? If you hit on a girl, the fucking pickup line doesn't work, falls flat, call it out. Just say it. Okay, that was really dumb. That sucked, right? You know what? Let me try that again. Leave, come back. All right, here's another pickup line. Does this work? Whatever it is, you know? So I'm really glad I met that kid, man. Because I took this girl home and we had fun, man. And by fun, we had sex is what I mean. We had sex. I had sex with a girl that's way too hot for me. She was probably there. I was only at the Comedy Store for 5 minutes. And she probably was only there you know what she told me? She said she was there with a guy. She was on a date. She was on a Tinder date. Get this. She was on a Tinder date in the Comedy Store. He was awkward. Just wasn't fucking working anymore. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's like, you know, fuck this guy. And she went to go take a break while he was inside watching comedy show. She went outside and then I guess she decided, you know what, fuck this guy, I'm just gonna leave, ghost his ass. And she was hanging around on the patio talking to all kinds of comics, flirting, dressed so fucking cute, ready. She was ready. And I was only there for 5 minutes, and just because I was so used to hitting on girls, I did basically 5 open mics. I did 5 hitting on girl open mics that week. And then I took this gorgeous girl home and I had a great time. And I want to thank that kid. Stay tuned because I might have that kid on the podcast, man. Because I don't want to berate him. I just want to like let him know, man. We old guys got to teach these young kids, man. Right? The community is falling apart. There's no sense of community anymore. Right? There's no fireside chats. There's no yeah, hey, kid, come over here. Let me teach you some things. This is how you make a spear. This is how you hit on women. This is, you know? Maybe that's what the Sleeping with the Emmy podcast will be about. I don't know. You know, I know it's going to be revolving around sex and dating and that, but I think it should just come from the angle of like how I want to better myself in my understanding of women and relationships. And how I can, like, hopefully get across to some other dudes, especially this kid, if he can be my co-host, because it'd be great to have him on the podcast and we all can sort of check in on his journey of hitting on women and, you know, not jerking off. Like in the podcast, in the open mic, when I was talking to him, when he was blowing my mind, how he just had this false sense of like what masculinity is and how beautiful it actually is. If it's approached with tact, it can be very toxic if it's not used tactfully. And I think it's important, you know, for a kid like this to start practicing so he could develop that tact. Otherwise, he's just going to be jerking off to porn the rest of his life, never figuring out what it's like to hit on a woman. Like, he started his thing saying, "I don't think I'll ever have sex with a woman." I'm like, Jesus, I can't believe it. But it would be great to get him on and, you know, see if we can change the way he thinks. Because I met another kid. There's another kid at that mic. And then we talked again the other night after that open mic. And I asked him, "Do you feel the same way?" And he was like, "Yeah, I kind of agree with him a little bit." So it seems like we got this new generation of boys and men now that are, they got a completely distorted view of sex. And it scares the fuck out of me. And it inspired the hell out of me to just be a better person at like hitting on women. Because I love women. I'm single. I might as well enjoy it, right? I only wish I just did this when I was younger, you know? But fuck, dude. This week has been great so far, with the exception of sleep. And, you know, I really don't know how else to end this other than, you know, saying that stop watching porn. You know, I still use it sometimes. Not as much as I used to. And I think I'm done with it. You know, I literally think I'm done with it completely, man. Who's Matthew K just showing up? What's up, Matthew K? What's cracking? Are you going to spam us right now? I've been getting a lot of spam comments because I think porn is in the name of the episode. What's up, Matthew? You got something to say, bro? Did you just check in? How did you hear of us? Or me? I say us because I got a lot of, you know, people that kind of, not a lot, but there's a few people watching live. Matthew, you going to say anything? Were you listening at all to anything I said? Okay. Well, I don't know what I was saying to finish this off, but he says, "No, I won't spam." Did you just find us? Or find me or find this podcast? "I know you from Ed and Mo show. I loved it." Oh, nice. Thank you. Speaking of Ed and Mo show, we might have something else in the works. And I'm glad you joined, Matthew K. I go live every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Right now it's Friday because I ended up having to shoot a movie this week. And sorry for my voice. I'm really tired. But Wednesdays, 2 p.m., man, I am here live doing this podcast. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I do it alone. And today I really wanted to talk about, you know, how we need to, as men, need to stop watching porn and just really hit on real women, man, you know, because it's way better. it's also kind of a little more expensive. Sometimes jerking off is just cheaper. You know, if you're poor, I guess I understand. We do have some kind of thing happening in the works with Ed and Mo, Matthew, if you really like that Ed and Mo show. it looks like when I made the Ed and Mo show, a producer in Hollywood has been a fan of it ever since I did it. And just recently we got together to talk, and he wants me to create a new version of Ed and Mo and bring it, and he wants to fund it. And I'll be directing and show running it. And hopefully we can get it picked up Maybe we can get it on Netflix. Maybe we can get it on Hulu. Maybe we can get it at your mom's house or whatever. What did Matthew said? All right, I'm looking forward to it. My phone has big delay for the stream. Sorry for... No. Don't worry about it, man. It's not your delay. That's the way I have it set up. Well, it's set up this way where it's a 15-second delay. Well, guys, it's about an hour into this, and I got to get going. I am really tired today. Like I said, I didn't get much sleep. I had a lot going on, man. Hitting on all these girls, doing all these shows. What did Matthew say? That would be pretty epic. I'm 18, and I watched it a couple of years ago. My uncle showed me, and it was a funny. Matthew, thank you. I appreciate that, Matthew. Are you Arab? And where are you located at? Where are you from? Meaning, you know, what's your background? You know, are you like me? Is your name supposed to be Mohammed, but then your parents were like, nah, we want them to get a job one day. We'll name him Matthew. Maybe somebody will think he's South African. Says Jason Baker says, Matthew K, go through the old podcasts. Mike has Ed and Mo and Tariq on there. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're Chaldean. That's what's up, my man. I wonder, do I know your uncle? If anybody who's listening doesn't know what Chaldeans are, I don't know what they are either. No, I'm joking. Chaldeans are, Catholic Iraqis. Some of them, they claim to be descendants of the ancient Babylonians. And Chaldeans speak Arabic, but they also speak a form of ancient Aramaic. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they're the very last people on this planet that still speak that dead language. And I think it's an updated version of that dead language. But so you're Chaldean and your uncle, do I know him? Is it anybody that I know? Is it Pauly? You know, I know Pauly, Paul Jonah. Is it him? If anybody's listening to this, please, you know, the podcast pretty much over, but I'm trying to like catch a new fan. I'm glad that you watched the Ed and Mo show too, man. You know, and that you just caught on to it 2 years ago, because we made that thing like almost 10 years ago. Jason, you never knew that about Chaldeans, huh? So Matthew says only like 10% of people in the world know what Chaldeans are. Yeah, I know. Oh, you're saying I don't know your uncle. Well, I think it's great that, you know, that there are people that are fans of it. I'm glad you enjoyed the Ed and Mo show. We made that years ago. I've learned a lot since making that. So I'm really, really believing and hoping that this next go around with backing of money and production, I think it's going to be hysterical. I think the story is going to be better. And, you know, just cross your fingers, you know, because you never know in this business in Hollywood is ridiculous. So many people I've seen would get, you know, a production company or Netflix like, yeah, we're going to do this movie. We're going to do this TV show. And right just before they do it, they go, nope, we're not doing it now. So, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, let's just hope, because anything can happen, you know, anything can happen. But let's just hope the thing that does happen is Ed and Mo Show Season 2 on Netflix or on Hulu, and people all around the world love it, and we can, like, tell everyone what the fuck freeze bobs are. Yeah, so if anybody's listening to this, it's easy to follow me. I'm Mike from Detroit on everything, Instagram, Twitter, YouPorn, everywhere. Mike from Detroit, Venmo. Venmo me, bro. Send me money. yeah, I'm Mike from Detroit on everything. And if you go to edandmoshow.com, edandmoshow.com, that will take you to the entire YouTube playlist of the Ed and Mo Show. And I believe we have 10 episodes that you can enjoy watching these two idiots that I created navigate this world. And also, if you have a second Matthew, you should check out Cribs, Arab American Style. MTV Cribs Arab American Style. That's the first video I did with Ed and Mo. And basically in that video, I made it look like MTV goes to this fat Arab guy's house. And while he's showing the house, he's trying his best to convince you that it's not his mother's house. I love it. It's one of my favorite videos to do. And Matthew, glad that you're on board. This podcast, we talk about all kinds of things. Sometimes you might even not even like it. I'm thinking about starting a new podcast. I'm going to call it Sleeping with the Yemeni, where we talk about sex and relationships. And, you know, and if you get a second, you should probably rewatch this episode, man. You're 18 years old. I hope you're not watching porn. I hope you're not, you know, masturbating too much to porn, because it's poison. It's poison to our brains, bro. It's better to hit on women. Matthew says, yeah, I saw that one before watching Ed and Mo. I still show my friends that video. Well, thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. Appreciate the love and support. Share the videos around. I need to get better, and I need to get back into filmmaking. Right now, I do stand-up comedy mostly. And, you know, my stand-up dates are on MikeFromDetroit.com. And I think I got some clips on there too, some stand-up clips. I'm going to put up some new clips too. But anyways, guys, y'all are awesome. I love you. So far, next week, we're going to have a podcast Wednesday, 2 p.m. It just might be Public Yemeni number one, or who knows? It might be the first episode of Sleeping with the Yemeni. So, guys, if you are men listening to this, let's be better with women. We owe it to them, bro. We owe it to women to hit on them and to do it in a very tactful way. You know, we owe it to women to not waste our energy on porn and instead put that energy into a real woman. One last thing I wanted to say, when I was at that open mic, there was a female comedian in there. Before that, one comedian went up and talked about how he can't have sex with women because all he does is watch porn. She was talking about how she had to break up with her boyfriend because her boyfriend would jerk off to porn and never have sex with her. That's fucking sad. So when I got up on stage, I remember the way I ended that thing, I told that kid, I was like, dude, you need to stop watching porn. You need to stop jerking off so that you can build up that energy so that you actually want to go and talk to a woman and meet a woman and date a woman, right? And I told him, the analogy I said to him, I was like, because bro, if you got a missile that's ready to launch, you might as well launch it into a real woman. And when I said that, that girl almost kind of like cried, and she goes, that is so nice. Now hear that. She said, that is so nice. And I think it's because a lot of women right now are having to deal with men that are not doing their jobs. And their job is to be men, to be vulnerable, to take chances, to walk up to a beautiful woman, tell her what you feel, and not expect to get her number or to get her, but in hopes that you're going to get a nice engagement with her, a nice moment, a nice back and forth. And who knows, maybe you'd be lucky like I was two nights ago. Well, you go home with a really hot blonde, way too hot for you. She probably should have never went home with me, but she did because I hit on her and she liked me then. Anyways, guys, let's get to it. Let's be better people. I hope you guys have a good week. Matthew, thank you for chiming in. I hope I see you next week. I hope I see you on my Instagram. And I hope I get Ed and Mo season 2 on Netflix. And we can laugh about this. All right, guys. Love you. Thank you. Until next week.
Public Yemeni number 1.